2024 was the year of making so many new things happen. The Queer Country Club was birthed. I met my future wife. I got a home. There's just so much to be grateful for. And let's just start this episode by sharing what my goals are for this year.
Sapphics and allies, you're listening to Queer Women Rising. That's women with an X because we are inclusive here. When we hear the stories of queer women who have gone before us, we see evidence that there's nothing we can't do. And yes, we can too. It's time for you to level up in life, in love, and step into your most authentic, abundant reality. You won't be the same after this episode. It's your turn to let go of good for greatness.
Your best life is now loading.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise. Let's rise. Hey, Lesbos, it's 2025. Well, tomorrow it will be. I'm about to be curled up with my future wife, side by side, dreaming together, and I wanted to spill the life that we're mapping out together for the new year to help you map out your life for the new year. Whether your goals look like mine or if they look crazy different from mine, I always am inspired by hearing what someone's dreaming of, especially when someone is going after it hard and really actually going to make it happen. And if you followed me for a while, when I say I'm going to do something, you know I make it happen. I'm making so many new things happen. The Queer Country Club was birthed. I met my future wife. I got a home. There's just so much to be grateful for. And let's just start this episode by sharing what my goals are for this year, which are very different than last year's goals. The intention I'm setting for our relationship and our lives, and as I go along, think about what you are intentioning for yourself. For me, healthier habits are really important. Over the past couple years, if you followed for a while, you know I was like a workoutaholic. I was very passionate about being in the gym every day, and I was rock solid in my routine there. But since building my businesses and managing a team, it's not really even the business, it's managing a team and like showing up and being a leader first for my team, which requires me to make myself available at the very beginning of the day for them to lead. And that sometimes cuts into my natural flow of working out. And so I really want to develop a habit with my partner of what our workout routine is going to look like. And I'm having to get honest with myself, and maybe you need to do this too. Maybe the routine that you've created for yourself in the past is no longer something that just makes sense for your lifestyle. So for me, I find I'm so creative in the morning. I just want to wake up and make content. I'm excited about my work. I'm excited about what's going on in the Queer Country Club. And it, like I said, I lead the team, so it's hard to get me out of the door and go work out. And then I feel like after I work out, sometimes I'm not as clear immediately after. Like I'll have that clarity and dopamine a few hours later. It's not always immediately after for me. So I end up feeling like slower after I work out. So I'm thinking I need to reframe my, I think we like are hard on ourselves. We beat up on ourselves and it's like, oh, if I can't work out in the morning, I might as well just not do it. And I get like frustrated. I'm going to reframe it as I work out between I'll start my workout between 12 and 2 and I'll do an hour workout and then come back and do a few hours of work that doesn't require me to be extremely strategic or creative, just simpler work that I need to get done. So that is one thing that I am working on for myself, healthier habits, and seeing what that's going to look like for me and my partner to do that together. Will we schedule our classes together? Will we have different workouts? I love yoga. She loves boxing. So those are only like literally, and people are like, oh my gosh, what are y'all? How alike are you? How different are you? That's really the only thing I can think of that's different about us is she loves more intense workouts and I love gentle workouts that are better for my body and my muscles because my body needs different things than her body does. So healthier habits is the biggest thing that I want to change for us. And with that comes not being hard on myself or just completely throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to like, oh, I didn't work out at this time today, so then I'm not even going to work out at all. Okay, the next thing is more work-life balance. I have learned that success does not have to come from burnout, from pain. Through the summer traveling, I realized a lot of my greatest clarity came from me actually having fun and engaging with my community and just seeing what would genuinely be needed there. And if I would have been so focused on just work and the things that came with me being solely a social media strategist, I wouldn't have had my heart open and receptive to founding the Queer Country Club. So because of the balance I created, because of going to Italy, because of falling in love, I was able to have conversations with my partner that led me to have the ideas for Queer Country Club. I remember existing in this space where I truly worked 14 hours a day pretty much for almost 3 years. And this year, it is finished. I physically can't do that anymore. Even right now, I'm sitting here recording with a little heat pack on my neck because I had been like trying to get back into working out and pushed myself too hard, too soon on a reformer and Pilates. And I just realize so much. I don't know if it's just like hitting 32 or it's just for me like hitting these roadblocks and being like, damn, I need to take care of myself. But what I've learned is if you do not schedule rest the way you schedule work, the way you schedule anything that's important to you in your life, then your body will force you to rest. Like, I need to go get a massage at 1 o'clock today because I literally am struggling to turn my head. And like, that is something that I've learned I need to do for myself before I actually have a worse issue come about, okay? So instead of me pushing through, I'm like sitting here with my little heat pack. I've already called to schedule my massage and I'm like, I'm going to have balance. Even if that means in the beginning of a day, I've got to go take a little break or take a nap or whatever is needed for my body and my nervous system, I'm putting it first. For me, work-life balance is going to look like what is healthiest for my nervous system right now. And I don't think that like you can just answer that question for yourself and live your life around it if you aren't extremely self-aware. For me, if I were to just put off things that needed to be done, things on my to-do list, things that are like really, really important and didn't have balance and swung the pendulum way too far into like, oh, I'm just going to be flowy and feminine and never stress about anything again, that would actually give me more anxiety and that would actually be really bad for my nervous system. So I've learned that for me, having balance looks like checking with my nervous system. Is it going to give me more anxiety if I don't handle this thing right now? Or is my body needing something different right now? Is my brain, is my heart needing something different right now? Finding balance is like what is actually healthiest for me in every single moment, moment to moment. Healthy is not just relaxing all the time, and healthy is not just working all the time. And that's a big realization for me. So maybe that is something you need to like own up to as well this year. And the third thing that I really, really want to make priority in 2025 is big, big adventures. I want to plan a summer of travel, whether that's across, right now on our list, we have Europe, Paris. I really want to go see Mary Magdalene's Cave of Eggs, I believe is what it's called. And Mary Magdalene, I'm like obsessed with her. And what's so cool is when I met my beautiful future wife, she was really obsessed with Mary Magdalene too. And not everyone knows about her in mainstream faith. They painted her as a prostitute to discredit her, and I'm going to geek out for a minute, but I'm truly obsessed. I truly believe that her and Jesus had a relationship, as well as Jesus and John probably having a relationship. No one can be sure, but I think ruling that out is extremely homophobic. And I think for Jesus to have been fully man, fully God, if you believe in that, I mean, to be fully human would be to have a sexual experience. So that's just my thoughts. And I believe that Mary Magdalene and Jesus manifested so much together. And Mary Magdalene was the first person that Jesus was like, dude, go talk about all the miracles. And he gave that authority and job to share the love of God to a woman. Sorry for geeking out. If you don't already know, I'm interspiritual and very passionate about uprooting all of the sick shit that I was taught in evangelical Christianity. And that was hard for me to process as I was coming out of the closet. And now I've been reconnecting with my spirituality. And I'm just very much cherry picking all the things from each faith that make me smile and leaning back into the words of Jesus. I wouldn't even say the whole Bible at all, because not interested in treating that like modern day law. I think it was just a recollection of history and beautiful figurative stories. And then there were the words of Jesus, which are powerful and beautiful. And I am obsessed with Mary Magdalene, even though they took her a lot out of the Bible. I've done a lot of research. I've read her pieces of her book that are left that weren't destroyed. There were only, I believe, 6 pages that weren't destroyed from her book. And I got into this by reading Mary Magdalene Revealed by Megan Watterson. And then I started like looking up the actual like scrolls of hers that were left over. And after all my research, I have angel bumps even talking about it now. I really want to go see the Cave of Eggs, and you have to like hike to it. So that's my dream with my partner, to go to France, go to the Cave of Eggs, go shopping at the original Chanel store in Paris, and to go to Disneyland Paris. These are my biggest dreams for 2025. And if for some reason we wouldn't travel out of the US or out of North America, then my dream would be to explore. Okay, real quick, I need to tell you about Wisp, an online healthcare service that is for the girls, gays, theys, and me. In fact, for 3 years, they have been a part of my daily regimen. I know many of you listening long to create beautiful, women-loving women relationships. And that, my dears, begins with excellent kitty care. Like, no offense, I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be at a kitty cat cafe, if you know what I mean, that doesn't provide the freshest dessert for me to lick. So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and keep your kitty cat cafe fresh. With Wisp, everything from the consult to receiving meds is done from the comfort of your phone, and the company is proud of being inclusive, cost-effective, and accessible for everyone. Wisp believes that you know your body better than anyone else, which means no more urgent care visits for issues such as UTIs, yeast infections, or STI treatment. You can save so much time not going to in-person appointments or waiting in line at pharmacies. The free shipping will save you so much time. Or same-day pharmacy pickup can have you feeling better faster. Before Wisp, I was prone to getting BV, but my kitty pH balance stays perfect. Chef's kiss now that I am on a consistent probiotic regimen. Ladies, this is so important. Personally, I subscribe monthly to Wisp Probiotics, Sexy Time Lube, and OMG Cream. It's like female Viagra. I also get D-mannose and boric acid vaginal suppositories as needed, so I'm prepared if something starts to fill off down there. Also, if you're about to meet a new partner from my lesbian dating platform, you definitely want to be tested before sleeping with someone new. You can order discreet online testing from your bed before you jump into bed. Go to the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to HelloWisp.com and use my code Sophia for 15% off. That's code Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, for 15% off all your kitty needs. You're welcome. Okay, back to the show. Canada, I've heard there's really good wine country there, so I would love to experience that, as well as see the city of Vancouver, and of course go to Disney World. I am obsessed with Disney World. Oh, and go to New York for a Broadway show, at least one in New York City. So those are my like North American big adventure desires. Oh, wait, one more thing. I would love to go to Canyon Ranch for a spa weekend together where we all, so like turn off our phones, tap out. And from what I've researched, they have these incredible like detoxing for couples experiences, and you get like your meals prepared for you, and you're just in a very serene state the entire time. I would love to do a phoneless experience, and I think I am at the point where I could do that for a couple days. So yeah, that's the goal, although I literally can't imagine turning my phone off for that long because I'm always DMing you guys. I'm always posting new content, but it is something that I think would be healthy for me and necessary. So those are my dreams of travel. Again, I don't expect to do it all, but if we would go out of the country, out of North America, I would want to do all that in Paris. And if we were to stay here, definitely Canyon Ranch, Disney World, New York City for Broadway, and then heading out to wine country and Vancouver in Canada sounds like the things on my bucket list for this year. That's a lot, but I have been calculating. On average, I travel every 2 months, whether it's something I plan or my partner plans, but I've been looking at my, like I documented in my journal, for the past 3 years, I go somewhere every 2 months, and it doesn't mean it's somewhere fancy. It could literally be like driving to a beach that's within a few hours away. It could be visiting New Orleans for the weekend. Everyone thinks that I live in New Orleans or near New Orleans, because when you hear the word Louisiana, all you think of is New Orleans, but I actually live 2.5 hours away. It can be even more with traffic, so I don't go often. I probably visit New Orleans once or twice a year, usually twice at some point, and I just would love to do that more. I would love to go on more weekend trips to New Orleans and enjoy the food and the culture that's there. It's just so rich and so much more diversity than what I have in my small town. And I think, like, from hearing these three goals, I can pinpoint, I just really want a softer way of living, a more balanced way of living, committing to success without hustle. My partner is also going really, really, really big this year. She is an entrepreneur as well. And we both have really, really, really big goals, but she's extremely balanced. Like, She's been extremely successful, but does not stress about anything and always makes time for fun and relaxing. And there's a word she uses. I wish I could remember it. What does she call it? Productive downtime. Yeah, we both love to be productive, but like having productive downtime together, like where we're doing something we know we need to get done, but like it's very peaceful. Like I want productive downtime of like making vision board together. I want productive downtime of us having like dates where we plan our vitamin infusions together, or go and get our nails done together, or taking a walk together because we needed to get our movement in for the day. So I'm hoping that our productive downtime really aligns and we can prioritize that together so we can have a softer way of living. And I want to learn how to cook a little bit. She can cook. I've never taken time to learn how to cook. It makes me sad. I am not complaining about anything. I'm grateful for the life that I've created, but I got here from hustling and I just want to like scale it back just a little and enjoy cooking in the evenings and like truly turning off my phone at a certain time. Like that's just the goal. I'm curious, what is your biggest thing that you want to manifest in your life in 2025? For me, it is not even like, oh, making more money. Oh, manifesting my future wife. Like I've done, been there, done that. Like I want to manifest a soft life, like having it all and getting it all while having a soft life. And I'm curious, what is the thing for you? Maybe you're in the stage where you're like, I'm manifesting the most money I've ever made. I'm manifesting my art blowing up on the internet. I'm manifesting my music career success. I'm manifesting getting a new promotion. I'm manifesting getting my future wife, meeting her and falling in love. If that's you, let me know. DM me. I would love to hold space for your dreams. I would love to cheer you on and see what incredible things the new year is going to bring you. Because if you claim it and if you keep your focus on it, it will come. I literally write what I want on my bathroom mirror and I thank God for it every single day, every single day. Oh, I'm so relaxed. I'm even yawning. I like this. I'm already manifesting that soft life. I just hope that by listening to my story, by listening to this podcast, by seeing how queer women can rise and fall in love and find success, that you don't think of it as me or the women telling their stories as bragging. It's only showing what is possible for you, whether it's love, whether it's better health, whether it's more work-life balance, whether it's a grand adventure. Every single thing is possible. And if you're looking for your future wife, golly, here's my shameless plug for the Queer Country Club, my lesbian dating platform, or as I like to call it, relationship platform, because I'm not interested in anyone being on my platform who isn't looking for their lifelong relationship. And I do have goals for that this year. I am so grateful for the Queer Country Club and how quickly it developed and how quickly it became a success and how quickly women are finding love inside of it. But my dream is to make it even more aligned with the high quality, intentional space it was built to be. And I'm not really interested in like making a lot more money this year and money grabs like most apps that let every single woman in. This morning I was on TikTok live and people were just asking questions about the Queer Country Club and what's it like to be matched with women inside. And I said, it's different than regular dating apps where you're swiping through hundreds of thousands of women that you're not interested in, that to be quite honest, just look like shit, and don't have their shit together. And I'm very interested in creating a space where women know when they come in, they literally are getting handed the Rolodex of all the most incredible, brilliant, beautiful lesbians in the world. I don't want it to be a place for noise. This is a swipe less app. It is a true community. There's no swiping fatigue. This is not contributing to dating app addiction where you're swiping all the time. It's about real, aligned, meaningful connection. And as your founder, know that I'm focused on quality over quantity of women because you deserve a space where you meet the right woman, not just get lost in chaos. Seriously. That's why when women come in, we've had women meet their life partners in as soon as 2 weeks to 2 months because the women inside are ready. They're there because they're there for their life partner. They're ready to settle down. Oh, I wanted to share this. For the next 3 days, you guys can unlock a special half off initiation fee rate using the code 2025LOVE. That's 2025LOVE, all one word. And that will get you into the club at an initiation fee less than $24. That's half off the initiation fee. The Queer Country Club works with initiation fee typically of $47. And then you choosing your subscription of $17 a month or $97 for the year. And if you use that code 2025LOVE, you'll get in your initiation fee for only $24. And then you'll choose a $17 subscription per month or just pay $97 for the year. I really want everyone to stop hunting and find your future wife. Because love could be just days away. I'm praying it is for you. Because this little life, the soft life that I want to create for 2025 with my future wifey is everything I've ever prayed for. Everything. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for her. I'm so grateful for this life. And I pray that you feel the very same. I'm wishing you the most beautiful, soft, abundant 2025, and I hope to see you inside of the Queer Country Club. If you're not already a member, join for the next 3 days only with half off the initiation fee rate at using code 2025LOVE. You can join by going to queercountryclub.com and apply, or you can go to the link in the show notes, or you can DM me on Instagram and we could have a chat if you have any questions. But I'm wishing you the most beautiful, most abundant, most filled with love 2025 ever. And I want you to have faith because so much can change in such a short amount of time. If you haven't listened to my podcast about last Christmas Eve begging for my lesbian ex versus this Christmas Eve being in my new home and being so happy and at peace, you should go listen to it. So much can change. I am evidence of that for you. And your 2025 is going to be amazing. Are you in full agreement?
As queer women, that's women with an X, because of course we are inclusive here. As I was saying, as queer women, we haven't always been lifted up or celebrated. We have often felt left out and put down in places that historically haven't welcomed us. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be grateful for mere tolerance. My resilient LGBTQIA community, I am talking to you. I'll bet you've recognized a spark that God put in your heart, your unique calling to impact the world in only a way that you can. A business idea, a brand to build, a coaching program to start, the art to create, the song to sing, the book to write, that relationship you long to build. But that little light inside your soul has often been blown out by the people around you, leaving you conditioned to play small and not step into your full potential. You are not alone. And it's never too late to truly live your most authentic dream life. I would know. I came out late in life, nearly 30, a couple years ago, after being bullied for months inside a country club. Right outside of my weights class, I was assaulted by a bigoted woman who couldn't stand my queerness. She physically pushed me, so I had a meeting with management. I told them I didn't feel safe. I brought forth evidence. And guess what? They did nothing. Sadly, this is normal. But in order to create change, we have to be brave enough to be the change ourselves. So I did a thing. I started my own virtual country club for queer women, a safe place for us to create meaningful connections and grow. So if you're looking for a love connection, networking opportunities, or coaching to live your best freedom life, you want to apply to be a part of our incredible community of purpose-driven, passionate queer women. Join Queer Women Rising, the online queer country club for growth-minded women ready to level up in life and love. To apply, DM me the word rising on Instagram at Sophia Spellino or chat me the word rising on sophiaspellino.com. Now, beyond hosting Queer Women Rising, I am a personal brand coach and social media strategist. If you give me a moment to tell you about what I do, I can share how I can help you, just like I've helped many clients before get famous online and make more money. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider ready to scale your business for real, or you're just getting started building your dream brand from scratch, and if you're ready to build your own profitable personal brand, I can show you how in 6 months or less. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 10 years in the social media marketing industry, amassing over 400,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purpose-driven, profitable personal brands. Yeah, I have the social media and sales process strategies that can help you finally make the money you deserve. Because I want to help you build your dream business that gives you time, freedom, and makes real money. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from less than 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, my proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck, hitting a plateau in your business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, I invite you to book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am extremely selective and this coaching program is not for everyone, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed queer women and allies inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and love listening to Queer Women Rising, please leave me a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, when you're called to do something greater in life, love, or business, you will be uncomfortable until you move. So get up and go get what you want. Let's rise. Let's rise.